WHDD presents And the Good News Is. Here's award-winning author John Neufeld.
We read and scoff at news stories about banks, apartment buildings, airlines using facial recognition before allowing customers and friends entrance into our particular lives. We admire technology, but daily we also realize how it can go wrong. On the other hand, when it works, it's spectacular. In the past few weeks, facial recognition has proven worthy of increased funding and study. Three events at Washington, D.C.'s Dulles Airport have nabbed international imposters in the last 40 days. A woman recently arrived at the airport from Accra, Ghana, with a U.S. passport. Facial recognition reported a mismatch. A secondary inspection and biometric examination identified her as a 26-year-old citizen of Cameroon, not the U.S. at all. Officers at Dulles intercepted a Congolese man using a French passport in August and a Ghanaian woman using a U.S. passport the following month. What reports do not tell us is on how many travelers facial recognition was tried and no mismatches were reported. We don't have a percentage report to back up putting our hands and tax dollars in our collective pockets for more funding. On the other hand, how many test flights were flown by the Wright brothers before actually getting the Kitty Hawk into the air for more than a second? Once more under the breach, it's this kind of agonizing experiment that made the U.S. great. I'm John Neufeld.
The Good News Is with John Neufeld is presented on WHDD Monday through Friday, recorded in the facilities of WHDD, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.